I've been through hard times. Oh, come on, Ben. Do it for a pal.
I'm sorry, Joe. Really, I am. But you're asking the impossible. Apart from the fact that your kind of act went out with high-button shoes, you're expecting me to lose money. Joe, get wise. Who pays to see vaudeville today? I'm telling you, television's killed the business. I've even got trouble filling half the theater these days. Unless I get the young kids with their rhythm and blues or country and western or whatever they call it, I go out of business. And those acts come pretty high. Can't always afford them.
Yeah, well, listen, Ben, I'm not asking to get back into the big time again. I know them days are gone for good, but... can't you fix me up in between two big acts? You know, just 6 minutes.
Sorry, Joe. I'd like to help out, but frankly, look, nobody pays good money anymore to see a clown.
Well, at least take a look at my act, will you? I worked out a pretty snappy routine. Brand new, I promise you.
And okay, Joe, okay. Drop by some time, but it's still no dice. Now, if you'll excuse me, Joe, I'm pretty busy right now.
Sure. Yeah, sure, Ben. I'm on my way.
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Playing with Fire.
Johnny, would you mind waiting till you've finished eating before you say something?
Well, how'd you like that? Dames, I bet Lee heard what I said.
I wasn't listening, Johnny. I know from experience that when you're concentrating on food, anything you actually say can't be all that important.
Oh, look, you two, I'm not the only guy with a normal, healthy appetite.
Normal?
Okay, so above normal, so what? I eat a lot on account I've got to make the best of all the all-too-rare occasions.
Say, Lee, you've hardly eaten anything.
I've had enough. Besides, my pleasure is in knowing that Johnny's happy.
Don't you want the rest of your steak, Lee?
Johnny.
No, but I have a feeling it won't go to waste.
Well, I was only thinking.
Just a moment, Johnny.
What is it, Lee?
Eddie Koenig. I can hear his voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there he is, just talking to a few other guys.
Yep, anybody who's anybody's here. Only the best clients in the FBI restaurant.
Invite him over, Johnny.
Sure. Say, Lieutenant Koenig. Eddie.
Huh? Oh, hi there. How's it, Lee? Johnny?
Fine, Eddie. And you?
Oh, great. Oh, Sam.
Hi, Eddie.
Still pretty as a picture, huh?
Oh, gee, thanks, Eddie.
Oh, quit fooling around, Johnny.
And you're still bouncing, I see, Johnny.
That's right. Same old lovable me.
What's new, Eddie? Sit down.
Oh, thanks. Oh, usual grind, you know. You? Still dazzling us all?
As a matter of fact, it's pretty quiet at the moment.
They have solved everything.
Well, that suits me fine. At least we can relax over a meal now.
Say, Eddie, aren't you on the Arena Theater case?
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. So now that we can do much about the theater itself, burnt to a cinder. All that is except Ben Samuels' office and two dressing rooms.
What's this, arson?
Oh, no doubt about it. And we know who did it.
Oh? Who?
Hmm? Oh, it's an old hoofer. Well, a clown, really. You know, vaudeville, burlicue, all that stuff.
I thought vaudeville was dead.
Yeah, it is, almost. But you get the occasional old trooper who won't believe it. They go around from theater to theater, begging for work. Still optimistic that the good old days will somehow come back.
So who's your suspect?
A guy called Caroli. Joe Caroli.
Joe?
You know him.
I met him way back. He must be pushing, what, 75? I remember being taken to see him when I was a kid. As far as I know, he's a harmless old pro. What makes you think he burned down the Arena Theater?
Well, it's got to be him. We were called in by Ben Samuels. Oh, he's the owner. According to him, Caroli called on him the other day asking for work. Well, things not too good for Ben Samuels at the moment. He's struggling. Said he was sorry, but nobody was exactly breaking the door down to see clowns these days. He couldn't use him, so...
So you reckon that Caroli burned down the theater in revenge?
Looks like it. Anyway, with a drunk like Caroli, anything can happen.
What do you mean? He's a dipsy?
Most of the time, smashed out of his mind. Now, he's been known to get violent before.
Have you made the arrest?
No. I put a net out for him, but so far, I haven't located him.
Ben Samuels told you all this, huh?
Right. Oh, and something else. Apparently, Caroli asked if Samuels would at least take a look at his act. So, out of courtesy, all time's sake, if you like, Samuels asked Caroli to call back some other time. So, according to stage doorkeeper, a guy called Simpson, Caroli turned up next afternoon, stinking of booze, and all dressed up in his clown's outfit, demanding to see Samuels as promised. Well, Simpson explained that Samuels wasn't in right then, so Caroli pushes past him, says he'll wait for him. 20 minutes later, Caroli rushes out in a hurry. A few minutes after that, the whole place is going up like the 4th of July.
And Caroli hasn't been seen since.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, anyway, I got a blow. See you soon, Lee. Johnny.
Bye, Sam. I'll look you up sometime, huh?
Oh, why, sure, Eddie.
Bye.
Anytime.
Bye.
Bye, Eddie.
Hey, did you see Eddie making with the eyes at Sam? What's going on, Sam?
Come on, tell Uncle Johnny all about it.
You kill me, Johnny.
Yo, life in the police can be fun. What say you, Lee? Lee? See, Lee, I'm talking to you. Boy, what a meal. I couldn't eat another thing.
I'm glad to hear it.
For at least 3 hours.
Not even a cup of coffee?
Oh, well, now, if you're making for everyone, I'll be sociable and join you.
How about you, Lee? Coffee.
Coffee. Sure, sure, Sam.
Well, I'll take that as an affirmative.
Okay, Lee, what's on the agenda this afternoon? I thought we maybe start with...
Get me Eddie Koenig, will you please, Johnny?
Eddie? But we've just seen him in the restaurant.
I know. Get him.
Well, what's the matter, Lee?
Joe Caroli.
The guy who burned down the Arena Theater?
I can't believe he did.
So he didn't. It's not our baby.
Get Eddie, Johnny.
Okay. So you don't think he did it, huh?
Well, let's say I think Ed is jumping the gun a little. That is on the evidence he has. Caroli may be a drunk. He may have some kind of a record, but... Arson. That's something else again.
What? Lieutenant Koenig, please. It's Lee Masters. All right. They're just getting Lee.
Right.
Hello, Eddie. Lee for you. Here, Lee.
Thanks. Hello, Eddie. Yeah. Listen, Eddie, the arson case, Arena Theater. I know it's not our baby, but... Would you mind if I did a little investigating? Kind of interests me. Yeah, I know. Looks like it, but... Oh, you haven't found him yet? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Sure, Eddie. Yeah, thanks again. Bye.
I guessed it. Just because we're not particularly busy right now, so we have to stick our fingers into something. Well, it's not even our baby.
But justice is our baby, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
You know, Johnny, you remind me of the waiter who's asked the time by one of the customers. The waiter says, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. You're not on my table.
Okay.
Look, Ed is a great guy, you know, a good policeman. But he's known to be a little impulsive on occasions.
And you think this might be one of those occasions?
Right.
Right. So where to?
Arena Theater.
Here's your coffee. I've just got...
just got time to drink our coffee before...
Afterwards, Johnny... Let's go.
It's a great pleasure to meet you, Mr. Masters.
even though it's under such tragic circumstances.
Thank you, Mr. Samuels. This is my assistant, Johnny Bridges.
How do you do?
I know. Well, naturally, I've heard of you. Who hasn't? But I don't quite understand why the FBI...
We sometimes take an interest in a case that doesn't technically fall into our domain. Lieutenant Koenig suggested that this was one of those times.
Oh, I see. Well, do you want to see the theater or what's left of it?
Well, later, Mr. Samuels, if you don't mind. I understand that Joe Caroli called on you day before yesterday and asked you for work.
That's correct. As I told Lieutenant Koenig, naturally, I couldn't give him anything. Clowns, well, you know how it is. I got a big enough struggle keeping in business without taking any chances on the acts. Television, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I felt sorry for Joe. He's a nice old guy, an alky, sure, but then, well, he must have been having a pretty rough time. He's 74. I explained that I just couldn't use him. It hurt me to say it, but, wow, what could I do?
Do you believe he burned your theater?
Well, let's say I find it hard to believe. I know it wouldn't be easy to tell Joe there was no work for him, but, oh, setting fire to my building, I don't know.
Didn't you ask Caroli to call back sometime and you'd take a look at his act?
That's right, Mr. Masters. But I made it clear that it was only out of courtesy. I still couldn't use him.
So he came back yesterday in full clown's getup, told your stage door keeper you were expecting him, went round the back of the stage and made with the matches.
Ah, used gasoline. I always keep a supply of this stuff for winter.
Now how come?
Well, I'm not a rich man, Mr. Bridges. The dressing rooms and offices are heated by those gasoline burners. Old-fashioned, I know,
Mr.
but...
Samuels, you are insured against fire, I presume.
Well, as a matter of fact, funny you should ask that. I always keep the theater adequately insured, of course, but the policy had lapsed about a week ago. Slipped my mind, I guess, off with one thing and another.
So you're not insured?
Oh, yes, thank goodness. About 4 days ago, I had a visit from Dick Garner. He's an insurance representative. And it was him who reminded me that my premium was due.
Which you remedied immediately.
That's right.
For the same amount?
Well, no. I intended it should be for exactly the same as I'd had all these years, but Mr. Garner persuaded me that a new theater would cost about double if I was ever forced to rebuild through fire damage.
So you doubled your premium?
But you know what these insurance salesmen are, Mr. Masters. How does that saying go? There's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance, eh?
Boy, whoever did this job made sure of it. That's for real.
A mess, huh?
No. Still, it'd make a good open-air theater.
Everything burnt?
Almost. Curtains in shreds, seats just empty shells. All the scenery charred and a great burnout hole in the middle of the stage.
Mm. Can we get round to the back?
Just about.
The fire was apparently started from the back of the stage, somewhere in the wings to the right. Take me across there, Johnny.
Okay. Just to your left, Lee. Well, straight on, Lee.
Right.
It's around here, I guess.
Yeah, it must be. The gasoline fumes are strongest here.
Well, that's it. Those cans over there must have contained the stuff.
Can you see anything of interest, Johnny?
Well, what am I supposed to be looking for?
Something unusual, strange, out of focus.
Nope, nothing.
Hmm.
What can you smell, Lee?
There's another smell besides gasoline. It's very faint, but it's there, okay.
Well, what is it?
Brandy.
Brandy? Oh, yeah, well, that figures. Caroli's a drug, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he was drunk when he came here to do the job.
Okay, Johnny, if there's nothing else, we'll blow.
Right. Where to?
To speak to the stage doorkeeper. FBI.
Yes, sir.
Your name, Simpson?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been stage doorkeeper at the arena?
18 years, sir.
The name is Masters, Lee Masters.
Yes, Mr. Masters.
I believe that somebody assumed to be Joe Caroli, came here yesterday.
Oh, it was definitely Caroli, no doubt about that.
How can you be certain? I understand he was all dressed up in clown's rig out, grease paint.
Sure, sure, but there's only one Joe Caroli. I've seen him hundreds of times. Besides, you don't have to see his face to know Joe Caroli. His voice is easy to recognize.
So this guy comes up to you, and then what?
Well, this guy, Joe, comes up to me and tells me that Mr. Samuels is expecting him. He wants to see his new act. Whew, you could smell the booze a block away.
Loaded, huh?
Loaded. He was smashed to here and gone. Aggressive, too. I was in two minds whether to let him in or not, but Mr. Samuels had told me he was expecting him. Well, in the end, he pushes past me kind of rough. I was about to stop him when I thought, oh, what the heck, it's only old Joe.
And then?
Well, then I settled down to read Variety. I always like to read it. It keeps you up in the world.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. What happened?
Oh, maybe 20 minutes go by, and suddenly Joe comes rushing downstairs, and as he goes past me, he mutters something about he's not going to wait around all day for some two-bit producer, and the next moment he's gone. Well, it can't be more than a minute later, and I smell his burning, see. Well, he gets stronger and stronger, and then I see smoke coming up from the stage. So I run over there, and the whole place is going up like we were rehearsing for Quo Vadis, only for real, see.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Mr. Simpson, how long have you known Ben Samuels?
Must be 25 years now.
That long?
Oh, must be. I remember him when he was in vaudeville.
Samuels was in vaudeville?
Sure. I were artist. Good, too. But for some reason, he lost his nerve and changed his act. Well, I lost touch with him for a few years, and then I think he went to Europe, touring the halls there.
What did he change his act to?
Well, like I said, I lost touch with him. Next thing I knew of him, he was going to open the Arena Theater and wants me to be stage doorkeeper. I was glad to take the job. Things weren't going too good for me at the time.
Can we use your phone?
Oh, sure, sure. Help yourself.
Johnny, get Sam for me, will you? There are one or two things I want her to do. Mr. Garner?
Yeah, that's me.
My name is Lee Masters. This is Johnny Bridges, my assistant. We're from the FBI.
FBI? Oh, come in, take a seat, won't you?
Thank you.
Well, how can I help you?
We're investigating the fire at the Arena Theater yesterday.
I didn't think the FBI worked on arson.
Normally, we don't.
We're standing in for a friend.
Huh?
Now, we understand that you're the representative of the insurance company who calls on Mr. Ben Samuels.
Yeah, that's right. Have done for a number of years.
According to him, you visited him about 4 days ago to remind him that his premium had become overdue.
That is so. It's my job, yeah.
Yeah, quite. Tell me, Mr. Garner, did you always have to remind Mr. Samuels to renew his policy, or was this the odd occasion?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was a pretty regular thing for me to jog his memory every year.
So he wasn't an ideal client. Slipshod about these things, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Obviously not a wealthy man. A run-down variety business. Not really the kind of man who could afford heavy premiums.
No, I guess not.
Then why did you talk him into not only renewing his fire policy, but doubling it?
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't say he didn't pay. He paid all right, but not always on time. Oh, just need a little chasing up, that's all. In any case, my job is to sell insurance and as much as possible.
So you high-pressured him into it?
High-pressured? What is this? I'm trying to earn a living. What's wrong with that? I'm a salesman. I sell.
So now Mr. Samuels collects, right?
Certainly, yeah.
Unless, of course, he hasn't paid his premium as usual.
Well, it's funny, that. This time he did pay. I wasn't taking any chances with him. I made him sign a check there and then.
So how much does he get?
$100,000. Perfectly in order, arson or no arson.
Talking of arson, Mr. Garner.
Yeah.
Suppose you know that the police think Joe Caroli did it.
Yeah, I did hear, yeah. An old clown, I believe, yeah.
That's who the police think did it.
But you don't?
Well, somehow I can't bring myself to believe that a harmless old guy like Caroli did do it.
Well, if you ask me, you never can tell with drunks.
No, Mr. Garner, you never can. Okay, Sam, thanks. You've done very well.
I hope it's what you wanted to know, Lee.
It's exactly what I wanted to know.
Oh, Johnny.
I've just seen Eddie Koenig, Lee. Joe Caroli's been brought in an hour ago. They're holding him there. Eddie said it's okay if you go and see him.
Did you get the medical report on Caroli?
Yep. Apparently he was picked up in L.A. this afternoon and flown to New York on the first plane. Now, this is the report the L.A. police took.
Thanks. I'll read it aloud.
Okay. Joseph Caroli, subject, age 74. Use of all faculties, although certain weakness in eyesight due to age. No disease apparent. Alcohol test shows... Hey, what's this?
Alcohol test shows what, Johnny?
Shows no trace of alcohol in bloodstream. According to subject himself, he's abstained from all forms of liquor for 6 months, but probably nearer 4 months. Sam, I don't get it.
That information, Johnny, plus what Sam found out for me, just about clinches it.
But clinches what?
That Caroli is no firebug. Get Eddie Koenig on the phone, but fast.
Well, this time, Lee, at least I was right with you in your deductions. I understand every phase of your reasoning.
Oh, good, Johnny. Perhaps you'd like to put Sam in the picture.
If you finish the last of those four hamburgers.
Very funny. As I see it, the first thing that made you sure it wasn't Caroli was the fact that he hadn't touched a drop of booze for months.
If I may interrupt you, Johnny, that fact was actually the last link in the chain. That clinched it. You remember that Samuels had told Simpson, his stage doorkeeper, that he was expecting Joe Caroli to call on him that afternoon. Well, according to Caroli himself, although Samuels had promised to look at his new act, no definite appointment had been made. And even if it had, why should Samuels be out of his office at that precise moment, at the moment he knew Caroli would be calling?
Yeah, that's true.
You listening, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Another thing was what Garner said, you know, about Samuels being slow on his yearly policy premiums. Yet this time, he had paid on time. Why? To make sure he got the payoff.
After he started the fire.
Correct. That point also showed a remote connection between Samuels and Garner. After all, Garner was in a perfect position to make sure the claim went through.
But tell me, Lee, what was in it for Garner?
20% of the proceeds. He knew he had Samuels in a corner. His theater business was fraying at the edges. He needed cash. In a hurry. That was the only way out. And Garner knew it. So he devised the arson frame and then sat back to wait for his share.
Oh, a clever scheme, too. Caroli was a great fall guy.
Right. Samuel started the fire, sprinkled brandy all around to pin it on Caroli. But neither Garner nor Samuels knew that Caroli had been on the wagon for 4 months.
But Lee, who was it who spoke to Simpson? I mean the guy in Clown's getup.
That was Samuels. You remember Simpson telling us that at one time Samuels was a high wire artist, but that he lost his nerve and changed his act?
Yeah, sure, I remember.
Simpson didn't know what Samuels had changed his act to. Said something about Samuels going to Europe soon after. Well, that's where Sam came in. I asked her to check with Ziggy Malone.
Ziggy Malone?
Yeah, a theatrical agent from way back, a friend of mine. He told Sam that Ben Samuels became a clever impersonator. Got quite famous in Europe.
So it was Samuels himself, dressed up like a clown, who spoke to Simpson. He impersonated Crowley.
Yeah. And as a final artistic touch, made sure that Simpson believed he was drunk. Hence the smell of booze.
Why was Caroli picked up in L.A., though?
Well, he simply went there looking for work. Summer gig, you know.
I would like to say here and now that I knew everything you just said, except I couldn't explain it.
What?
Sure, Johnny, we believe you. Don't we, Sam?
Oh, sure we do.
Hey, you two wouldn't be sending me up by any chance, would you?
Oh, Johnny.
Have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in... The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Henny van Veek.